Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, you have reached Dr. Wenda Mack with Reflection Ministries International, and I'm so glad you have joined in with our service today. So God be the glory, great things he has done. Hallelujah. We're going to have Deacon Mack open us up in prayer as we go forth with our service today.
Most Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing us to gather together and show you your word.
For that prayer, Deacon Mack, we're going to move on with our service. We're doing a live service as well as our presentation on Blog Talk Radio for having the subject, having the right perception, having the right perception. We're going to move on, and we're going to go in with intercessory prayer, and we're going to have none other than the mighty woman of God, Sister Joyce, to come forth and take us to the throne of God to intercede on behalf of others.
I'll be coming to you from Acts, the second chapter, verse
verses 1 through 21. Acts, the second chapter, verses 1 to 21. And they read as follows. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues, like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, "Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we, every man, in our own tongue, wherein we were born? Parthians and Medes and Elamites and the dwellers in Mesopotamia and in Judea and Cappadocia and Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia in Egypt, and in the parts of Libya about Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God." And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, "What meaneth this?" Others mocking said, These men are full of new wine." Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, "Ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my word. For these are not drunken, as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. Sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great and notable day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Hallelujah. Acts, the second chapter, from first 3, 21st verses. Our second scripture reading is coming from the book of 1 Samuel, the first chapter, verses 12 through 17. First Samuel, first chapter.